This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Wages and the lack of growth thereof, as we have been telling you every month in the unemployment reports for what feels like forever, are right up at the top of the list of big drags on this economy. But there's a new report out from the Labor Department called Usual Weekly Earnings of Wage and Salary Workers that shows median earnings up 4.2% compared to a year ago. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, that is good news for people at the bottom of the pay scale.
In Bend, Oregon, the local economy's booming, with tech and tourism and home building. Unemployment's down to 3.5%, and employers are struggling to find the workers they need. Greg Lambert runs a local staffing agency.
One of our clients in manufacturing this week told us we could raise our pay rates by $3 an hour.
That's for low-skilled factory work. And it's the kind of solid wage growth that we're seeing in recent Labor Department data on weekly take-home pay, up more than 4% year over year. University of Michigan economist Betsy Stevenson says prices are only going up about half as fast.
That means people have more purchasing power.
And after years of anemic wage gains, the bottom tenth of wage earners are sharing the gains. Workers are in demand in sectors like hospitality and construction that often don't require more than a high school education.
As the labor market tightens, it's not just that wages per hour are going to go up, but people are going to be offered more hours at work. They're going to be offered more overtime.
Minimum wage hikes in cities and states across the country kicked in this year, which is also driving pay higher. Aparna Mathur at the American Enterprise Institute says that could ultimately be a problem if employers can't afford to hire younger, lower-skilled workers.
You know, I worry that in the long run, the employment gains will not be sustained.
But for now, Joseph Bruzuelas at consulting firm RSM says employers his firm has surveyed are ready to offer perks as well as higher salaries.
Over a quarter of our respondents indicated that they were expected to put a premium on top of that wage increase in order to attract and retain workers.
Premiums like richer benefits and higher company contributions to employee retirement plans. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.